Never mind what the weather is doing right now, people. What you need to see this morning is the big picture, because in the last few days, the sun inched its way north in the sky, getting closer and closer to the equator, until at a minute past nine on Thursday morning, an exactly equal amount of sun was falling on the northern hemisphere and on the southern hemisphere at the same time. The spring equinox. Astronomical spring has sprung. So that means that from that moment on Thursday morning on, the sun is ours again until autumn. And as a little reward to myself for making it through another winter that Thursday morning, I spent a few sunbathed hours in the company of Tipperary organic sheep farmer Maurice Leamy in the middle of lambing his 200 ewes. If for no other reason than every once in a while, it's really nice to be in the company of somebody who absolutely loves what they do.
Now, this is a precarious bridge. Why would you not have put an extra plank in so there's no risk of me falling through there?
Because the sheep then would walk across.
Okay.
That's the idea of that. They don't. They stay at this side. Other than that, they'd be walking across. But there's the ring fork now, Philip. There are all the ancient burial grounds. You see the little ring there on top?
Can I take my life in my hands and stray into the middle of it, do you reckon?
Go on, there's no issue. They seem to come in here to lamb. I don't know why, but that's what they do. A lot of them have come in here to lamb.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what's in it.
And would they come in here into the middle of the ring fork rather than take shelter in the trees around the edge?
A lot of them have come and just lambed here on top of it for some reason. I'm not saying it's a maternity ward, but a lot of them have come here. Yeah. Yeah.
That's gas.
It is gas, yeah. Yeah.
And have you any idea what we're talking about here? Bronze Age?
Oh, I'd say so.
Wow.
I'd say so, yeah.
Does it give you a sense of just being one of a long line of people who have lived and worked here?
Oh, listen, we're the custodians of land, but we're passing through, Philip, you know. I have a tree here with native Irish bees, and they're very important because apparently they're rare, and they're just this little alder tree. They're rare, and do you know, I said they're not aggressive, but they're coming a bit close to me now, Philip, so I'm going to move back. But they're rare, and to think that they're... Look at it, see the mountain coming there now, it's beautiful, isn't it? But to think that I have them on my farm, and I suppose why I might have them on my farm is because no pesticides, no herbicides, no chemical fertilizers. So that all helps. I think it's the same with the owls as well, you know, that they'll, where everything is real natural for them, that's where they'll thrive. Go back to nature, the way it was years ago, and just feel the energy that they can derive from it. And it's positive, Philip. It's all positive energy.
Okay, it is positive, but you know, there'll be a lot of people who will say, and not entirely incorrectly, that's a very rose-tinted view of trying to make a living from the land.
Well, that's true. And I suppose, you know, agriculture in this country has changed over the years. The idea of the family farm has changed. It's gone very intensive, especially the dairying. But I've had lots of friends that have gone to the eternal reward. A lot of them were very wealthy people. I didn't see any hitch in their hearse, you know. I didn't. And you know, especially with the dairying now, it's like an almost like take over and grab and take as much as you can. And I mean, these guys, I don't know, they're living, but I don't know how they're life.
Is that the reason behind getting out of dairying and into sheep?
No, the reason I got out of dairying was, you can see the streams right beside my farmyard.
Hmm.
And when I got out of cows in 2004, I was actually milking 70 cows, five at a time. But it was just, you know, beside the stream and beside water courses, and like I have lots of dikes, drains, two rivers. It's just impossible to keep it, you know, especially in dairy, and you know, your average 700 kilo cow, she'll produce something like...
So you could see that and you just didn't turn a blind eye to it? And
yeah, it depends on your farm. It depends on your location. It just wasn't suiting that enterprise. Sheep, you know, less intensive, lots of hard work, Lots of hard work. It's more physical, you know what I mean? You'd be literally...
Is it really more physical?
Oh my God, it is, yeah. There'd be no need for the gym if you're into sheep, Philip.
This is a special little spot. What have you done here?
Oh, it's gorgeous. This is all oak. This year now, we can go in the second tinning and we'll take out a third of the oak. The ones that are crooked, you'll take out the ones that are bent over, you'll take out the ones that aren't growing that well or that could be forked, and you leave all the real nice ones. And you're just going to have just a beautiful oak woodland. I never see the really benefit of it.
That was my question. Yeah. Some people would say to you, not in your lifetime will you ever get anything out of this. What do you get out of it?
One oak tree, during its lifetime, can sequester over 10 tonnes of CO2 from the atmosphere. That's one oak tree. I've 8.5 acres of it here, so... Yeah, I'll never see the real beauty of it when they're really mature and stuff. It's going to take 80 years or so. But I don't care. I get more from it than I could ever get from it in a monetary value. You come up here in the evening, come up here in the morning... It's just kind of a meditation. And I'm not a tree hugger by any means, but I see the beauty in it and I do get this amazing kind of energy from them, you know. It's like when you were a child, Philip. Do you remember when you'd be in the fields and you'd be barefoot? Do you know the energy you can get from the ground? It's a bit like that. And it's the noise, you can hear the wind there now and it's just blowing through the trees there now. And it's all that kind of thing. Like, you just... Like, compare that into being in a town, in a city, being on concrete, being on this constant noise, being under pressure the whole time. This is heaven.
This might sound like a stupid question on an absolutely glorious spring day as we walk through your field looking up at the silver mines. Why do you like farming?
I love being the decider of my own enterprise and what I can do and what I needn't do, and no one to tell me you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong.
Just to be a bit of a contrarian, are you really your own boss? When you're a price taker, you can't control the price of an internationally traded commodity like lamb.
That's true. So, well, I suppose I've one great advantage, Philip, over a lot of people, and that is I have zero interest in money.
Now, how do you achieve that?
Well, I don't know. I've no interest in it. And, you know, the way I consider life is you can only eat so much, like, you know, fancy cars and... all the rest of it, fine clothes and fine dining, it never interests me. All I ever wanted to be was happy, and I found happiness here.
And what makes you most happy here?
Just today. Can you feel it? Can you see it?
I can, but I can also in my mind rewind the clock 3 months and say, God, how happy can it have been in the depths of the dark winter where you only have 7 hours of light in which to do things.
It's still beautiful, Philip. It's still beautiful, and every season has its beauty. And you know, you'll see different things in the farm and at different stages throughout the year, and it's all lovely. It's a relatively healthy river in that we have lots of different varieties of birds and stuff, and we have the ducks, we have the dipper, we have kingfishers. The little grey wagtails were here last night. It's just a lovely stream, and it needs to be kept that way. You know, it's important to kind of keep the water. I know the latest reports for the country was the water quality is improving, but it should never have been allowed to get bad.
It's all a little slice of heaven, Morris, but it is also a working farm.
Yeah.
Do you make a living from it?
I do, yeah. You know, with any farm, all we can do is leave it in a better way and place that than when they got it. And nearly all farmers are doing that, you know, and want to do it. They're not going out to destroy their landscape or anything like that. They're under a lot of pressure, Philip. They're under a lot of pressure. Bills to pay and all the rest of it. But life is very fickle and very short, and it's for living. Instead of putting their arms around everything and trying to grab everything, maybe just take a step back and see what's important in life.
And a little aural sting in the tail there to remind you what is actually important in life. Maurice Leamy in Tipperary.